It's time for Dial-A-Doc. We visit with Barb Lessman from FHN Marketing. Good morning, Barb. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us today. And your topic is FHN's Get Fit Team Challenge, which starts soon. The FHN Get Fit Team Challenge kicking off the new year. Can you give us a little background about it?
I sure can. The Get Fit Team Challenge is really a wellness effort that will help people get healthier just in time for the spring summer activities. And it's really focused on getting some exercise and eating right. I know a lot of us just over the holidays may have partaken in a little bit of holiday goodies like the cookies and the candies and the meals. And we've made those New Year's resolutions to get back on track. And statistics really show that within a couple of weeks, a lot of us fail those resolutions and or either have stopped doing them completely. So this is really a program designed to help keep you re-energized and motivated. And what better way to do that than to do it with three of your friends or family or coworkers?
Well, that kind of keeps the commitment going, because if everybody else shows up, you know you have to too. Now, this is not a new program, is it, Barb? Been doing this for a while?
We have been doing this for quite some time now. We did take the year off last year to retool the program a little bit, but by high demand, we are back and we are ready to go for 2020.
It's a team program. I think you mentioned there are there three people on a team or four people on a team?
Each team consists of four people, so it's yourself and then three of your family, friends, or coworkers. And you get together and create a team, and then you come up with a real clever team name, because we do give prizes for the team name. So once you get your team together and you have a name chosen, you can go online and you can register. It's $25 per person or $100 per team. And then it's an online challenge, which is where you enter whether or not you drink 32 ounces of water, you've eaten five fruits and vegetables every day, and you've gotten some strength training or cardio training. So for the 12-week period, you are just tracking everything that you've done that is healthy.
Now, is there a program people follow, or do they kind of make up what they want to do for their workout, their fit team?
Well, we work together with what we call our fitness partners, and they are offering free trial memberships to their facilities. So you can actually try out these different facilities to see which one really works well for you. Some people like to have a fitness center that has a swimming pool, or maybe you would like to try yoga or CrossFit. You can try all these different things for free by our fitness partners, and you can really see which gym or fitness center works well for yourself. But you do follow the 32 ounces of water, eating five fruits and vegetables every day, and also getting some cardio and strength training exercise.
Would you call this a weight loss program?
It's not really a weight loss program, but that is one of the benefits of it. This program is really designed to change some of those behaviors and lifestyle, unhealthy lifestyle habits that we've gotten to know. The program actually, for your $25, you actually get two health screens, one at the beginning and one at the end. You'll get a t-shirt. You will get those free trial memberships from our fitness partners. And also, you will get some tips and recipes. We try to send out a newsletter to those members, just giving them some recipes to try. And a lot of us may have gotten an Instant Pot or an air fryer for Christmas. So we have some recipes that are healthy for those types of presents you may have gotten for Christmas.
Well, you find out that people really can change their lifestyle, and just working out is wonderful, but you also have to work on your diet too. Suggestions there? Smaller plates, smaller portions, or when you go out to eat, you kind of have your food and take some home? What are some suggestions on people to eat a little less?
Well, I think the main thing is a lot of us will come home from work or from school or whatever during the day, and the first thing we do is go to the refrigerator or go to the cupboard and grab those cookies or those chips. So my biggest tip is if you prepare those foods in advance. You can come home and instead grab maybe a cheese stick or some fruits or vegetables right out of your refrigerator. So meal prep is a big thing. And I think like this weekend, if it snows a lot, it would be a great time to do a lot of those meal preps. So you can take that healthier lunch to work, and you can make portions a size that is really healthier for you.
I'm guessing taking your work to lunch probably is a lot healthier because you're not going to fast food, or you're not eating some out of the vending machine. You're actually eating a meal that you prepared the day before, and you can portion that up so it's not real big.
That's right, and then that kind of helps us avoid those processed foods as well.
And I'm guessing having teammates or even just your husband or wife on the other half, you know, instead of buying sodas at the grocery store, maybe you just get a nice glass bottle of water in your refrigerator and you start going to that and change your habits that way. Now, Barb, how do people track their involvement in their activity? I think you mentioned online. Is that how they keep track of how everybody's doing?
Yes, it's all done online, and it's confidential, so not even your teammates will know what you're entering. But you will go in, and you'll just, there's a drop-down box, and you'll enter, yes, I drank my 32 ounces of water today, I ate my 5 servings of fruits and vegetables today, and I got so many minutes of cardio or strength training exercise. So it's really easy, and you just track it online, and it totals the points for you.
And can you kind of watch your daily point total to see how you're doing?
You can. And if you are one of the prize winners at the end, either in first, second, or third, we have some fabulous prizes. This year we're giving away gift certificates to any of the fitness partners or several local businesses that have, you know, healthy products that you can purchase. So you can, if you are in first place, you will get $1,000 for your team or $250 per person that you can get a gift certificate of your choice to perhaps like PH Bicycles or Freeport Bicycles. You can use it at Hibbett Sports. You can use it at the YMCA towards a membership or Lifetime Fitness or any of the fitness partners. So there's some really great prizes. In second place, everyone on the team will get $100. And if you got third place, everyone on the team would get $50. So you can use that to keep things going.
What a nice incentive. Now, you mentioned that there are 4 people per team. I'm guessing that there are sometimes people want to be the 5th one on the team. That's not allowed. So if there's already a team of 4 and you're wanting to get on with them, you should probably get 3 more friends and form another team. Am I reading that right?
Yes. Just ask around and get another team going. We also say if you want to participate but you can't find 3 other members, visit the Get Fit Facebook page, and people are reaching out to others who want to form a team on there.
Sounds wonderful. A couple of final questions for you. We're talking with Barb Lessman, FHN Marketing, on the Get Fit Challenge from FHN. When does the challenge begin, and how long does the program last, Barb?
So the program actually kicks off on January 26th, but the week before that, we have opportunities for the members to come in and get their initial health screen, and it runs through April 18th. So you'll have 12 weeks in the program, and hopefully everybody will see the results that they were looking for.
If folks didn't quite catch everything we were talking about, we covered a lot of things today. How can people learn more and also sign up, Barb?
If you would like to learn more about the Get Fit Challenge, you can visit the FHN.org website, and you can see how to register right on that website.
Sounds like a wonderful program, and I hope lots of folks join up with the FHN Get Fit Team Challenge. It's a great way to do things with your friends and feel better along the way, and maybe get some new healthy habits in your life that you continue with. Barb, great talk with you. FHN Marketing Director Barb Lessman of FHN. You take care, Barb. Hope to talk to you with you again soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
That's Dial-A-Doc on The Morning Mess, Big FM 93.7.